This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. As we speak, we all know that our brothers and sisters in Turkey and Syria are experiencing unimaginable pain and anguish. Over 21,000 people have perished in the two major earthquakes, one after the other, followed by hundreds of aftershocks. And over 7 million people are affected by this disaster. We ask Allah Almighty to shower His mercy and forgiveness upon all of those who have perished. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to heal the injuries of those who have survived. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mend the hearts of those who are grieving and who are traumatized. Ameen. The pain, the grief, the helplessness is something that we should all feel, my brothers and sisters, because we are one ummah, which is like one body. And like one body, we must respond as well. Of course, we respond with dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should never underestimate the power of dua. So we respond with dua and with whatever tangible support we can offer, whether it is through funds or monetary donations or through in-kind donations, as there have been collection points set up that have been collecting items that are needed to be shipped to the affected areas. And of course, with moral support through our words of support and our deeds. It was reported that when there was an earthquake at the time of the Khalifa Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he would write to his governors telling them to give in charity. That is what he would advise to his governors, that they and people should give in charity when an earthquake would strike. Now the question is, my brothers and sisters, how should a believer see this earthquake? And how should we understand such disasters? It is true that many people will feel bad, many people will empathize and even help. But what effect should it have upon us? Firstly, as believers, we recognize, my brothers and sisters, that such events, such natural disasters, are from the signs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sign of and a reminder of human weakness and fragility. And regardless of the physical cause and the mechanisms that result in such events, the movement of the tectonic plates and so on, we recognize that no one is capable of making this happen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that should humble us first and foremost. When we recognize how weak and how insignificant we are, how powerless we are in the face of the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also, in the same vein, never feel that we are safe and that we are protected. Sometimes, you know, when we are living in places and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the opportunity to live in places that are relatively safe and that are relatively protected from such events and such disasters, sometimes we may get the feeling that this is something that happens to other people elsewhere. It is not something that will happen to us. But my brothers and sisters, this is not the approach and the attitude of the believer. The believer should always be humbled, especially in the face of such events, and should always, always be mindful of the power and the grasp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not limited to any single area. And we have seen, even in our locality, in our area, you know, over the past few years, we have seen tornadoes, destructive tornadoes. We have seen flooding. So we are not immune. And we should never feel that this is something that happens elsewhere to others and we are safe. And in fact, we actually live in a seismic zone. I think I've mentioned this before. We actually live in an earthquake zone. We don't realize it. Right? And there are some experts who mention that we are actually perhaps waiting for the big one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. You know, they say perhaps it happens every 300 years or so in this region. So a big one is due, as they say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's in control. May Allah protect everyone. But we should. The point is, we should never feel that we are safe and we are immune. As long as we are on this earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as any of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are alive, we are never immune. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send us a trial, can send us a jolt in any way that He wishes, whenever He wishes. So we should be humbled and we should be mindful. Secondly, my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, such natural disasters are jolts. And what is the objective, what is the point of the jolt? The point of the jolt is to wake a person up. When a person's heart stops, what does the medical team do? Sometimes they give an electric shock, a jolt, to bring the heart back alive, to wake it up from its state of sleep. So these are jolts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the point is, the result should be turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rujoo ila Allah ta'ala. To turn back to Allah, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reconnect with Allah azza wa jal. So when we see such things happen, of course we make dua for the victims, we make dua for those who passed away and for the survivors, and we continue to make dua for them. But along with that, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our misdeeds, for our shortcomings, our mistakes, and that of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. You see, my brothers and sisters, earthquakes are mentioned multiple times in the Quran and by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet there was no earthquake authentically reported to have occurred during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are some narrations with disputed authenticity that suggest that the ground shook at the time of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is related that he said that inna rabbakum yasta'tibukum fa'tibuh, that your Lord is asking you to seek forgiveness, so seek forgiveness. And it is also said, reported, that the earth shook at the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he addressed the people and he said, if it happens again, I should definitely abandon you and leave. Meaning it was a warning to people that such events occur as a consequence of the actions of human beings. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, as it is reported in Tafsir al-Tabari, he said regarding the ayah, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we only send the signs as a warning. He said that Allah causes people to fear Him by whatever signs He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He causes people to fear Him by whatever signs He wills, so that they might learn a lesson or be reminded to come back to Him. And it was said that the ground shook in Kufa at the time of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna rabbakum yasta'tibukum fa'tibuh. O people, your Lord is asking you to seek forgiveness, so seek forgiveness. Thirdly, my brothers and sisters, it should lead us to introspection, to examine ourselves. Where are we going wrong? What could be the lesson here for me, for society, for the ummah, with regards to our conduct and our beliefs, our attitudes, and our actions? Because we understand and we believe that these events don't occur for no reason, they do not occur by mistake. But rather there is wisdom, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind such events, and it should lead us to be introspective with regards to especially our spiritual state. Brothers, if you can please come forward and fill in the gaps so we can maximize the space and sit closely together, please. Jazakumullahu khairah. The days of physical distancing are gone, alhamdulillah. So now we can sit close together, inshallah. So please fill in the gaps. Jazakumullahu khairah. Fourthly, my brothers and sisters, recognizing the blessings in the absence of the disaster. When something is lacking, when something is missing, when something is absent, that allows us to recognize that blessing. If the blessing is taken for granted, then we lose recognition of that blessing. So this reminds us of the blessing of the stability of the ground and the earth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this earth stable for us, that we are able to live and sleep and operate safely, even though we know that the earth is spinning at great speed. The planets are in movement, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for us that we are able to stand on ground without it shaking. And when we lose that ability for a minute, for a few seconds, for 2 minutes, we see what happens. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it stable for us is in fact a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, He could have given us, you know, this movement all the time, and we would not be able to function. It would be very difficult for us. Right? Even this balance that we have, you know, some of you have probably gone into the kitchen at the Science and Technology Museum. Yeah? The one with the, that is disbalanced. SubhanAllah, you go in there and you lose your bearings. It's hard to even move around. Because right? The ground is at an angle and like you're totally like, you know, not able to handle it. Right? So these are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us these great blessings. And such moments when these blessings are taken away are reminders for us to recognize how great of a blessing this is. Fifthly, my brothers and sisters, such events remind us of the Day of Judgment. The Prophet ﷺ has told us that amongst the signs of the coming of the hour is an increase in earthquakes. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about earthquakes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us it's not a natural disaster, alhamdulillah, don't worry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, right, tells us about the earthquake and the Day of Judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Surah Al-Hajj, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqoo rabbakum, inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. O humanity, fear your Lord, for the violent quaking of the hour is surely a dreadful thing. Ittaqoo rabbakum, have fear, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of your Lord, because the violent quaking at the hour is a dreadful thing. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the day you see it, every nursing mother will abandon what she is nursing, and every pregnant woman will deliver her burden immediately or prematurely. And you will see people as if they were drunk, though they will not be drunk, but the torment of Allah is terribly severe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And subhanAllah, you know, especially when we read, you know, about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this description that وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Right, subhanAllah, we witnessed the newborn baby girl pulled out alive in Syria, still with the umbilical cord attached, and her mother, her father, and all of her 4 siblings perished. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved this new life, literally born during the earthquake, while her siblings and her parents perished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect her in every way. So when we read the stories of the victims and we hear about what has happened, it is heartbreaking, it is unimaginable. the helplessness, you know, being there and knowing that your relatives are buried and being helpless and being able to take them out, even hearing them and speaking to them. SubhanAllah, some of the victims have been sending videos from inside, messages with their location, asking for help. And it is cold, freezing temperatures, no heat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. No one can fully understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed Allah azza wa jalla is the most wise, but many do wonder about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But we have been taught a few things. First of all, very quickly, that a person who dies, who perishes in the collapse of a building or gets crushed, is counted from amongst the shuhada. It's counted from amongst the martyrs. This is what we learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of the victims as shuhada. Ameen ya Rabbi. The believers are tested. And believing is not a shield against tests, my brothers and sisters. Rather, it's quite the opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Or do you think that you will enter Jannah without such trials as came to those who passed away before you? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were afflicted with severe poverty and ailments, and they were so shaken. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. They were so shaken that even the messenger and those who believed among them said, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When will come the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that and says, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Yet certainly the help of Allah is near. But you see, my brothers and sisters, the believers are indeed tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu reported that I said, Ya Rasulullah, which people are tested most severely? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded and said that they are the prophets, then the next who are best, and the next who are best. A man is put to trial according to his religion. If he is firm in his religion, his trials will be more severe. If he is weak in his religion, he is put to trial according to his strength in religion. The servant will continue to be put to trial until he is left walking upon the earth without any sin, inshallah. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told us something specific about this ummah. He said that this ummah, ummati hadhihi ummatun marhuma, this nation of mine is a nation who has been granted mercy. It is an ummah that has been granted mercy. Laysa alayha adhabun fil akhirah. Their punishment is not in the hereafter. However, their punishment is in this world. عذابها في الدنيا الفتن والزلازل والقتل. Their punishment is in this world through fitan, through trials and through persecution and through earthquakes and slaughter. So this is something that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed. And quickly I'll wrap up inshaAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also tells us, if a certain status has previously been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person, and he does not attain it by his deeds, meaning his deeds are not at the level that would take this person, elevate this person to this great status, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts him in his body or wealth or children, and through that trial and that tribulation and that patience that he exerts, he is granted, he reaches that high status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for him. Anas radiallahu anhu related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَا عِظَمِ الْبَلَاءِ. That great reward comes with great trials. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a people, he tests them. And whoever accepts it attains his pleasure. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السَّخَطَ. That whoever accepts it attains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever shows discontent with the trial and with the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incurs his wrath. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to all of our brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate their ranks and to ease their pain and suffering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive each one of us and to forgive every member of this ummah and to guide us out of our weak and distant state. آمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.